The Government of Alberta has announced the creation of 14 new regional health advisory councils, a move outlined in a July 10 media release and intended to give communities a stronger voice in shaping the province's healthcare system. By hearing firsthand community feedback directly, we can build a system that is more responsive, more inclusive, and ultimately more effective for everyone, said Adriana LaGrange, Minister of Primary and Preventable Health Services. I am looking forward to hearing the Council's insights, perspectives, and solutions to improve healthcare in all corners of our province. The Councils are being created as part of the province's healthcare refocus and will be made up of around 150 members from 71 communities across the province. According to the release, the Councils will advise all four health agencies, Primary Care Alberta, Acute Care Alberta, Assisted Living Alberta, and Recovery Alberta. Regional advisory councils will strengthen acute care by giving communities a direct voice, said Matt Jones, Minister of Hospital and Surgical Health Services. Their insights will help us address local needs, improve patient outcomes, and ensure timely access to hospital services. Council members will represent all corners of Alberta and include healthcare workers, community leaders, Indigenous and municipal representatives, and others with strong local ties. The release notes that around one-third of the members will be healthcare members, and around half of the council chairs will be health professionals. Around one-quarter will be made up of elected municipal officials, with several serving as chairs or vice chairs. Every community has unique needs, especially when it comes to seniors and vulnerable populations, said Jason Nixon, Minister of Assisted Living and Social Services. These regional advisory councils will help us better understand those needs and ensure that assisted living services are shaped by the people who rely on them. Having unique local and regional perspectives, council members will be able to help guide healthcare services, planning, and priorities relevant for their communities. Council members will provide feedback while collecting feedback of their own from the community to bring forward to the government. As Primary Care Alberta works to improve access to primary health care services and programs across Alberta, we are grateful to have the opportunity to tap into a dedicated group of community leaders and representatives, said Kim Simmons, the CEO of Primary Care Alberta. These people know their communities and local needs, and we look forward to learning from their experiences and knowledge as we shape the future of primary care in Alberta. In addition to the regional health advisory councils, the province also continues to work with Indigenous partners to create an Indigenous Advisory Council focused on the health care of First Nation, Métis, and Inuit communities. The council will consist of 22 members, including health care professionals, community leaders, and individuals with lived experience as patients.